Her parents are American on one side, Filipino on the other side. Tell us about, more about that. And why did you choose the Filipino nationality?
Yeah, I was in Manila until I was 5 or 6 years old. And then my parents' job, we had to move to Washington, D.C. So from there, I played more and more tennis and went back every December pretty much to Makati in the Philippines. And I grew up pretty much Filipino in my mind, with Filipino holidays and food all the time. And it was great, I think, trying to get Filipino tennis to a bigger stage. I think something I really want to do. And the last couple of years, we've done better and better as a country in Davis Cup, and more and more players playing ATP Futures and Challengers. So yeah, it's hopefully something that can grow in the Philippines, and hopefully I can be a part to help that grow.
Well, definitely, you big part of a Filipino tennis in terms of Davis Cup and in terms of IPTL. Can you tell us more about what was your involvement in even planning to have a big stage in Manila?
Yeah, definitely. With the IPTL, I think having the top players in the world in the Philippines only grows the game, where there's more popularity when Nadal is in town in the Philippines for 3 nights. And for me, it was unbelievable 3 nights where tennis is huge in Manila, and I absolutely loved it, where the fans were unbelievable. And the last 2 years, the fans at MOA have been, over the arena that we play, have been unbelievable. And it's so much fun playing in front of 10, 12,000 people every night and playing against Nadal. And obviously, though, that's a pretty cool experience for sure.
Yeah, this is what happened on court that we... basically most of us already seen, but tell us more about what happened off court. Like, you set up the Maverick team with a bunch of crazy people, as you dubbed them, Karlovic and Gasquet and so forth. What do you guys do when the game is over? Do you take them around to your favorite places?
Yeah, for sure. In the Philippines, I was a little bit of the host, knowing where to go. And so yeah, one of the first nights, a lot of the players went to a big dinner that was a lot of fun for us. And yeah, it's good, especially with IPTL being in the off season. It's a little bit of fun too here and there, and we get to enjoy ourselves if there's a day off, and see some good sights all over when we travel. And in Manila, I was know some places to go where we had some fun. So yeah, for sure, it's good for me to try to show people the good places in Manila, and not too many people get to. It was pretty much their first time coming to Manila in the Philippines, so. That was really cool for them and cool for me to be able to be the host.
Yeah, shame you couldn't probably drive them up to Banawe or Buntok or to one of the beautiful beaches. But what was their opinion? What did they tell you about Manila?
Yeah, everybody loved Manila. The crowd is very into sports, and the tennis was no different. It was great fun for everybody. The crowd was so into the tennis, which was unbelievable, but especially... Manila traffic was still absolutely terrible, but it's good being there because the city's great and where we stay is unbelievable. And I wish we could go to the islands and stay there, but hopefully another time for sure.
Yeah, definitely. There will be other chances. As we speak, there is a tournament in Manila. Do you keep that sort of track? You follow how the tennis is developing in Manila? Do you work along with the federation as well?
Yeah, for sure. The last couple of weeks or so, with some of the ATP guys and the Philippine Federation, I've kept in touch with to see if everything's going well. I'm planning the Challenger. Yeah, and I also talked to all the players, because I know them through Davis Cup. So yeah, it's good for them to get the exposure and experience playing against the guys ranked 100, 200 in the world. They really enjoyed that, and we have some younger guys hopefully that will be good in the next couple of years. One of the juniors here is 12 or 14 in the world ITF, so hopefully the next couple of years he'll get better and better. And another Filipino guy's in the doubles finals in the Challenger this week. So yeah, we've been in touch the last couple of days, and hopefully he can keep going and win a title. That'd be cool.
One last curiosity about the IPTL. You played mixed double with Serena Williams, and obviously many people wonder, okay, she's by far the number one in the world, possibly of all time. How good would she be compared to a man? And you played alongside with her. You played with so many partners in doubles. Could she really play like on a men's tour at a good level as a double?
Yeah, I mean, the way she hits the ball is great. Her returns are second to none. I feel like the way she hits the returns and her timing is unbelievable. But yeah, she hits the ball great. We did really well on IPTL in the mix. So having what arguably the greatest women's player as your mixed doubles partner is always a lot of fun. And we got some wins for sure, where I don't know if it was much to do with me, where she obviously carried me a little, and I had to make a few balls here and there for us to win. So yeah, it was a great experience for me, and I love playing the three nights in Manila with her as my partner. It's pretty good partner to have when you're playing mixed doubles.
Absolutely. You travel a lot the world. Do you ever get in touch with the Filipino communities here and there in the world? And if so, do you have a relationship with the Filipino community in Australia?
Yeah, a little. I know the Filipino fans have supported me the last couple days here, and especially last year and the year before. I've always felt a lot of support here, and I always say hi to them and talk to them after the matches. So yeah, it helps to have some, I don't know, hometown support and Filipino fans here. I really appreciate all the support they give me, and I love the long way from Philippines and DC, where I grew up when I was a teenager, but the support is great, and I'm really having a lot of fun here in Melbourne.
Okay, now dig deep into your memory, and please say hi to SBS Tagalog listeners in Tagalog, please.
Hi to everybody in the Philippines. Thank you, maraming salamat for lahat ng support, and thanks again, and I can't wait to be back in Manila for Davis Cup in the start of March. Salamat, mabuhay.
Thank you.
Thank you.